President Bush and congressional Democrats this week rolled out competing plans to add prescription drug benefits to Medicare. The lobbying arm of the drug industry is at the center of the fight, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Nobody in Washington seems to quarrel with this proposition from President Bush.
All seniors should have help in buying prescription drugs. Those who can least afford them should have extra help.
The website of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, has a video clip of its president, Alan Homer, saying something very similar.
I hope you'll join me in calling on Congress to pass meaningful prescription drug coverage under Medicare.
But meaningful is a flexible concept. PhRMA and its members, the big, profitable, brand-name drug companies, may have a different definition than, say, congressional Democrats. Here's New York Senator Charles Schumer.
PhRMA is very much afraid of Medicare actually producing a drug benefit because they're worried that there'll be negotiations to bring down price.
PhRMA declined to discuss its Washington agenda for this piece, but it's hardly a secret, and it isn't a short list. Besides Medicare, it includes patent extensions for lucrative drugs, limits on product liability lawsuits, profits on HIV drugs, and staving off foreign competition. The industry is a Washington powerhouse. Its 600-plus lobbyists actually outnumber the members of Congress. Lobbying outlays average more than $75 million a year, according to the website Political Moneyline. Frank Clemente at the liberal group Congress Watch says even that is a lowball figure.
This money doesn't count the tens of millions of dollars the industry spends on advertising to influence public opinion, direct lobbying campaigns that may be occurring in members' districts back home, millions that they also give to organizations, disease groups, and other organizations in Washington who will take the side of the drug industry.
Nor does it count campaign money. The Center for Responsive Politics found that pharmaceutical contributions doubled between the 1998 and 2000 elections, hitting $19 million, and they've stayed high since then. Nor does that total include funding for related groups. Last year, for example, PhRMA sent money to the innocuous-sounding United Seniors Association. The association then ran campaign attack ads, as much as $1 million worth in a single House race. This focus on Washington makes sense to Michael Nickel, chair of the Economics and Policy Department at the University of Southern California's School of Pharmacy. Developing new drugs is a risky business, he says, so the companies want to reduce other risks.
My guess is that they've looked at it from the standpoint of where they're likely to get a return on that investment. They probably look at lobbying the same way that they're going to look at drug development. Where's the likelihood that they might be able to generate some success?
But the campaign money also tells a tale of increased concentration on one party.
One of our staffers did a study on just this topic and found a real bifurcation.
Grover Norquist, president of the conservative group Americans for Tax Reform, says the brand name companies in pharma now give overwhelmingly to Republicans, while their rivals, the generic drug makers, give almost exclusively to Democrats. It's also notable that the brand name companies outgive the generics roughly 10 to 1. At Congress Watch, Frank Clemente says pharma is one of the most astute lobby operations in town.
Well, every time you think that the industry's on the ropes and it's going to lose something, it pulls a rabbit out of the hat and it's very successful and it pretty much always gets its way.
Senate Democrats say this year could be different. Senator Deborah Stabenow of Michigan.
I've seen more and more calls come into my office from people asking for help. When I have a town hall meeting, it's the number one issue. So over and over, what I'm seeing now is an explosion in prices that affects business costs. It affects our seniors, families, everybody.
But pharma has been through this before and knows the process. Last year, it let a tough prescription drug bill pass in the Senate, confident that the measure would die in the Republican-controlled House, which it did. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.